Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Hello!
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up, third anniversary stylies?
Wow! That's right, folks! 3 years, going strong, going long.
What is that song?
It's one of the Free Apple jingles, of course. Yes,
yes. That's my favorite song.
It's so funny when you hear stuff like that and you're like, how do I know that? Oh, it's just because there's media afoot.
Yeah, there's media.
So to speak.
I once heard a Flight of the Conchords wrote so many like good, funny songs for their show.
We do that.
But then like one time I heard a Free Apple jingle in their HBO show, and I thought, you know, not everybody, you know, nobody's immune from having to use a free tune every once in a while.
I love hearing backing music. Stuff we used to use on the Birthday Boy show on IFC will pop up in commercials and curb your enthusiasm and stuff. You're like, ha ha.
That's great.
Our theme song was just for the Birthday Boy show is just something from a free database, yeah. Or from a free whatever.
Yeah, I think it was APM.
It was a Louie Louie sound-alike on the APM music archive. It was called Keg Party, and we eventually found a version that has lyrics. I think it's on YouTube. It's like,
yeah,
we're having a party and we're drinking a keg.
What? There was one, a really good one. It was like a Allman Brothers. It was like an Allman Brothers fake out, but it had a really funny name. It was called like
Making Time.
Like Making Georgia.
Yeah, Making Time was like it was a sound alike of their song Jessica. I'm coughing.
Jeez Louise, get a drink of water. Should we just start the drink so he can wet his nose?
This is good.
I would imagine people like that maybe a little more than chewing on the mic though.
Let me tell you,
one of the hosts dying.
I took a COVID test, so I don't have COVID, but I've been coughing ever since the El Paso Film Festival, where our film, Blood, Sweat, and Beers, was a hit, and the director, Robert Olguin, won El Paso Filmmaker of the Year, and we were lauded, and we were feted, and we were wined and dined.
Oh, Jeff, I have a feeling you're going to have a lot of fun with that drop.
Yeah, it's
today.
A good one. That's good to have loaded.
The film festival was great. They didn't do it, but they should have had a little standing ovation for us.
Yeah, for the stars.
Would it kill them to do one of those, the Palme d'Or?
They said it's too hot to stand. I said, what's crazy?
We should have zapped their chairs.
They should have given me the Palme d'Or.
Palme d'Or.
We won the Palme d'Or.
Hello, everyone. It's time to meet the Palme d'Or winner, Dutz, for his album?
That's right.
Guys, I just Googled third anniversary. You know, every anniversary, like of a marriage, there's little gifts you give each other that are made of different things.
Yes.
The
little tricks and treats.
Like I think 25th is diamond. Third anniversary,
leather. Oh my God.
Wow.
So we should have dressed like leather daddies.
Well.
So you're saying I got to start saving up for a diamond?
Leather for my pleasure. Ew.
Leather.
Ooh, kinky.
Ooh, kinky stuff. Watch us shut up.
Maybe I should bring out the leather slapper from that blowout episode.
Oh, yeah.
Bend you guys over.
Ow!
They told me one side's for noise.
Mike, you rushed home to make this podcast. You were in a tizzy. You were sweaty. Now the shirt's off. The hair's slicked back.
The shirt is gone. I live on up on the fourth floor, and I came up here. And I guess it was hot today because my apartment is very hot. And you come up those stairs, you know, and now I'm yawning. Oh, it's just been a week.
You do a very environmentally friendly thing when you turn your AC off when you leave your place. Makes sense. Why cool an empty apartment? But here's the thing for me. Mm-hmm. The whole point for me is to enter into that cool apartment. I would rather have it on while I'm gone, enter, and then turn it off when I'm home. But just to walk into the cold is the whole point.
Mm. Well, yeah, I can't do it for 12 hours while I'm out. But I will say this, it's environmentally friendly, but I do, every time I go out, throw a tin can into the sewer grate.
Right, so. To make up for it.
To make up for it.
See, I feed my tin cans to goats.
Yeah.
And I ain't talking LeBron.
Maybe Michael Jordan.
Is it Michael Jordan, Tim?
Yeah, it's Michael Jordan.
Speaking of Michael Jordan, we got a little bit of a surprise coming out for you guys soon. You listeners.
Oh, okay. For me?
No. Nothing can surprise you at this point, I'm sure.
I've seen it all.
Yes, because as Tim was alluding to, it's 3 years.
Thank you. Do you guys have any good memories?
No. Of this? No.
Not of this.
What about rock bottom? Just good timing to be having this anniversary, because I feel like there's momentum. There's times you're listening to a podcast and you're like, oh, they made an episode. Oh, they made another episode. They made another episode.
This got stale.
Mm-hmm. But our podcast has crazy momentum. And then you got us putting out albums.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Putting out a movie, going mm-hmm. to North Carolina and playing a music festival, appearing at a film festival. We are saturating culture.
Yes.
Yeah. Sort of a multimedia approach. Multimedia right. moguls, in a way, if you actually stop to think about it.
Yeah. And I did. I am.
I'm thinking about right now. I'm also thinking about how if people that subscribe to our Patreon, they're also in the midst of Zombie Month and they're listening to us talk about zombie movies. And that's another prong of our several prong
attack. That's a whole other prong. Are you not getting all the prongs? You're listening to the free thing. You're not getting that extra prong?
The prong.
Plus,
show.
We're on social media.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yet another media that we're on.
Mm-hmm.
Form thereof. Whew. Yes. I'd say, to answer your question, I'd say my favorite memory of the podcast was when we went to Hawaii.
That's pretty easy.
You don't say.
An awesome trip. That was my fave.
Yeah, that was the best, probably.
The best little tax write-off there ever could be. That was a good one.
We had some drinks. Jeff threw up in the ocean.
Hey.
The water was fine. Fine and dandy.
Hey, and we're almost done. The IBA list, our initial goal, if you remember.
Yes.
International Bartenders Association. Am I right in saying there's always 88 drinks on that list and they change some every year?
I don't know, T. I see some lists
periodically they change them.
I don't even know if there's 88, though. I feel like sometimes I've seen over 100.
I'm probably thinking of the number of keys on a piano.
Yes.
Mm.
Or the number of miles per hour that the flux capacitor requires. I love geek shit.
Sure. Or Eric Lindros's number. Okay.
Yes, sure.
Or you could be thinking of two infinity signs just vertical and right next to each other.
That's what I was thinking of, yeah.
Mm.
Yep.
It kind of did take us 3 years to conquer that list, huh? The IBA nobody cares about. That was the big...
The lists we're not done with yet.
Lists we're not done yet. And we also discovered... quickly after starting the pod, nobody cares about the International Bartenders Association.
No, bartenders haven't heard of it.
No, but they do like structure.
Wikipedia cares about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
There must be form and then no form at all.
Oh.
Ah.
Where there is form, there is also no form at all.
Form. Yes. Form's the weirdest word to say, don't you think?
Yeah, form.
We're getting to some weirdies, too, on the IBA. Today's is not an IBA drink, but...
Oh, you mean Tipperary?
Yeah. Hello, sir. I'll have a Tipperary.
Some interesting ones.
Well, the Tipperary fans are going to love it.
There's one called the Old Cuban that sounds good, and the Spicy 50 sounds kind of cool.
No, they sound interesting, but we'll do that one on our 50th anniversary. They sound interesting. It's just, I just have never heard of them before.
Oh, you've never heard of the V-E-N-T-O?
Oh, Vento?
You never heard of the Bloody Mary?
Ooh, that's a good one.
We haven't done the Bloody Mary yet, huh? Wow.
No. We should do it on New Year's Day because it's sort of a brunchy day.
Kind of a brunch drink, sure.
Mm, that's good.
Yeah, and I'm a brunch bitch.
And I'm a brunch bitch.
I'm a brunch bitch, baby. Don't mess with me.
Scratch my itch because I'm a grunch bitch.
Scratch your itch. Jeez. Nasty.
Like she, you know, if you give her some Eggs Benedict, it scratches the itch for brunch.
Ah, sure. Yes. Mm. Scratch my egg itch.
Yeah, my egg itch. Hey, wait a second. Before we get into any booze news, I want to say, you ever go to Say Cheese on Hyperion in Silver Lake? North side of the street's Los Feliz, but the south side of the street is Silver Lake. Say Cheese is a cheese shop. You ever been there?
No, I've heard, though.
I've never been, but I've been to cheese shops before, and I like to spend a little time in there.
This cheese shop has a lot of potato chips in fancy flavors. Mm. Like, this is a brand that's like Torres or Tori or something like that, that has like caviar potato chips and a foie gras potato chips, but Prosecco, mm-hmm. like bubbly, effervescent Prosecco potato Ooh. Chips. I just saw a bag of chips yesterday morning, fried egg.
Ooh.
Oh, I don't know about that for me. I don't think so. That's a pass.
Sulfur fart chip flavor.
Yeah. Egg fart chip.
Oof.
Well, Mike, you were saying that potato chips smell like farts to you already, so now you're adding egg to the mix?
I know.
Is this what you want?
That's a no for me, dog.
So when you crack a fresh bag, you pop a bag, Mike. Mm-hmm. You're saying P-U?
No, it's like I like it, kind of.
I'm getting off on it.
I don't know, man. It's just a lot. Like, it's a whole big smell. I don't like it.
It's a whole vibe? A whole ass vibe?
It's a whole vibe, yeah. Sure. And in this case, the vibe is in shambles. Okay.
All right, Mike, you're a peculiar man.
Well, who said it? Somebody said it best. They said the weirdest normal person around.
the weirdest version of a normal guy.
Yep.
Oh, I wanted to say this about cheese shops. I went to Murray. I think it's called Murray's Cheese Shop here in New York. I was just walking by. It's a cheese shop. I got the time. So I went in. And I sort of played dumb with the person behind the counter. I was like, "What? No, what kind? Now is this Swiss? You don't have many just like Swiss." He's like, "Oh, this is a Swiss that you actually cut off the block." Like, "Oh, interesting."
One of the few cheeses you can identify on site.
I know. Swiss. I know. But I was trying to get across it like I only see them in slices. And he's like, "Oh no." And then I was like, "What about hard cheeses? Because this seems pretty soft." He's like, "Oh, well, this is a very good hard cheese." Like, "Oh yeah." And he's like, "Would you like to try it?" Okay, sure. Like, yeah. Don't make it like. Don't be like, yes, of course.
Yeah, no. Oh, I should try all these.
You can bilk these people out of a pound before you leave.
They're fucking chumps, man. They're gullible.
Yeah, well, they also, and then if one person buys an ounce of cheese, they rack up what I just did.
Damn.
It's expensive, some of this cheese.
Yeah, in the cheese game.
That math didn't work out, of course, but you understand what I'm saying.
Yes, of course.
Yep.
Well, do we get into some booze news?
Yes.
Bip, booze news. Hit it.
Winning was getting nasty. The Reds had three nasty characters to prove it.
Hi, folks.
Hey, folks.
What is up?
They were called the Nasty Boys, and they were the hardest throwing bullpen in the majors.
Long drive!
Whoa, the dreaded fly ball.
Well, the ball's in the air. Who knows what's going to happen?
He finally dropped it.
I tried, coach. Oh, you didn't? Oh, just take me out.
Take me out to the bip, booze news.
Take me out to the bip was sent to us by Tommy, a.k.a. Teenage Fan Sub, on our Discord. And hey, if you want to befriend Tommy, go to patreon.com/thesloppyboys. Subscribe. You'll get the Sloppy Boys blowout. You'll get questions for Lennon. You could get access to the Discord and be good close friends with Tommy. Ooh. And if you have a booze news theme, email it to thesloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com.
Thanks, Tommy.
Thanks, Tommy. Man, I can't believe we talked about baseball that much. Or I wonder if we just talked about baseball in a long clump, and he took all of that.
Yeah, just the one time.
I remember saying something about fly when you're in little in Major League Baseball, fly ball means an automatic out, and that in Little League, there's a fly ball, and it's like, oh shit,
yeah,
this could go any way. But hey, very seasonal topical because we're in the midst of postseason baseball. Ooh. So that went perfectly with the certain fall crisp to the air.
Who do you think is going to win?
Hey, if you say so, Tim.
Take my word for it.
Whew. Jeff, you're a non-sports fan.
Correct.
Can you name any of the teams in the playoffs right now?
Sure, the Marlins.
Oof. They're not a team anymore.
Not even a team anymore? Fuck.
Right? They're not a team anymore, are they?
What about the Expos?
No, they're not a team anymore either.
What the fuck? Where are these teams going?
Wait, you knew that.
No, I didn't.
They've been disappearing and they need the Nasty Boys to go investigate.
Oh, no. The Nasty Boys need to go find the hidden teams.
Wait, what are the Florida Marlins are still a team, but they're called something different?
They're the Miami Marlins.
Yeah,
they were okay. The Florida Marlins, now they're the Miami
Marlins.
Right.
Okay. But, okay. I'll give you that, Jeff. But no, they're not in the playoffs, I don't believe.
That's all you get out of me, two guesses.
Sorry.
All
right. You couldn't even say the Los Angeles Dodgers, Jeff, your home team?
They're... Oh, no. No, I don't know.
No, I wouldn't say it.
The Marlins, were they a wild card team, maybe? I feel like they were in the mix at one point.
In the mix.
Maybe Jeff's a baseball genius. Anyway... Let me get to the booze news, which is it's our third anniversary, and I wanted to talk about checking in with a story we've been tracking for nearly the run of the whole pod, and this is very exciting.
Sorry to cut you off, Tim. This just in, the Marlins are playing the Phillies in the wild card round, if you want to date this pod. My apologies to you, Jeff.
Date My Pod. That could be a TV show. Date My Pod.
We interview a bunch of people who want to date our pod, and we sort of we sit back in adjudication of them.
Can I share my fucking story for once?
Yeah, do it.
The story we've been trying for a long time is, you guys remember me talking about a documentary called The Dawn of Tiki, about Don the Beachcomber?
Yes.
So Don, as we know, and listeners of this pod would know, is that this is a guy who opened the first tiki bar like in the 30s in LA and set off the whole tiki culture craze originally.
Set off the whole thing, man.
And a couple of years ago, I talked about how like, hey, here's this project like on Instagram. Somebody's like crowdfunding it. And we didn't donate, but we signal boosted, did we not?
Oh, yeah.
We drove traffic.
Yeah. And, you know, that's better than donating in a lot of cases.
They probably made millions.
It's one or the other. You can't do both.
Well, I follow them on Instagram, and I've been sort of checking in and them being like, hey, we met our goal, and hey, we're shooting, and now we're editing and stuff. And I checked in recently to say, hey, what's been going on with the Dawn of Tiki movie? And there's no release date yet, but we do have a trailer, a full trailer. That's dope as hell, because this guy's life is extremely interesting. I've talked about him in little bits and pieces here and there, and then I feel like last month I was about to do a whole history on him, but then, Jeff, you surprised me with Mitch being a guest, so I just... I did the old kind of tore up my notes and threw them over my shoulder, and I, you know, kind of in the way of the Tao, I sort of followed the way, and I said, I'm not going to stick to the plan. I'm going to go with what's happening on the pod.
Good.
But for anyone that wants to know about this guy, this movie is going to be awesome. It's like a 4-minute trailer, so I didn't bring the whole thing, but here's an interesting little clip that I clipped out of the trailer to give you a taste of the type of thing.
Nice. Yes.
What Don started doing was he started creating secrecy in the syrups and secrecy in the recipes.
Ooh. Everything has had a number.
Sounds like Harry Potter.
Don had mix number one, mix number two. So nobody knew exactly what those mixes were.
Even his bartenders didn't know what was in there.
It worked. It actually worked, and it stopped that hemorrhaging of bar talent going to other places.
He's like Kaiser Soze. People don't even know. They're working for him, and they don't even know what they're doing.
Oh, my God.
He must have had to tell somebody.
Yeah. Mm.
You told me.
We should find out and take the secrecy back out of the syrups.
Is Secrecy of the Syrups the name of the doc?
That's the name of our next album, I'll tell you that much. If you watch this trailer, you would recognize some of the talking heads in that very clip. It's like the white-haired guy from the Tiki T, the lady that owns the Tonga Hut. These are familiar faces talking.
Tiki T and Tonga Hut.
Oh, Timmy, I was just at the Tiki T with my high school friends, Keith, Rob, and Tim.
Oh, nice.
Did you get a painkiller? Did you get a Mai Tai? What did you order?
Yes, to both. Yes, painkiller. Yes, Mai Tai. And then also the gym's special. Have you had this? It's like a variation on a Mai Tai. It's a little drier.
Ooh, I like that.
And then I met Jim. He was right there. He said, I'm Jim.
Really?
Yeah. What a guy.
Oh, I think I know this guy.
You're like, and I'm Jeff. Get the F away from me.
I'm going to give you a Jeff special right here.
Did I tell you that I was talking to like one of the regular barfly type guys there one time, and he was like, hey, you got to get a rum and coke, but get it my way. They do it special for me. And then I said to the bartender, I was like, hey, I want like a rum and coke, but like,
his way?
What is it that you do for that guy? And the bartender looked at that guy and he goes, it's just a normal rum and coke.
That's great. I'll let you know a little secret. This guy's an idiot.
That guy was like cross-eyed drunk by me. Like, oh, they do something real special for me.
Living in a lie. He doesn't care.
It's a few drops of piss.
It's a little bit of my piss. Now, Tim, didn't you at some point talk to a woman who was involved in this documentary?
Yes.
What was that?
It was the lady that owns the Tonga Hut.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of sweet talked her and got us a table during the pandemic.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
I bore witness.
Now, Jeff, did your friends enjoy the Tiki Tea? Was it like, whoa, this is crazy?
Oh my God, it was great. And I'll tell you what, we did the right move, which was start at the Tiki Tea. You know, we wouldn't normally start with the strongest drinks of the night, but here's the thing. It's a small place. It's an intimate place. It's a special place. So you wait in line, and you don't want to wait in line after you've been to like a bar or two. You don't want to stop down for 20 minutes.
Because you got to pee.
Do the 20 minutes up top. Have a Mai Tai or two. And then continue on your way.
Yeah, baby.
On your way.
That's nice.
Continue on your way always makes me think, that phrase always makes me think of like something in a Hobbit, Lord of the Rings-ish type world where you, like some traveler is going into some town, you know, like going to the tavern for some beef stew, and then I'll be on my way.
I'll be on my way back to the ridgeline of the mountains.
And then, so I'm just promoting that this movie is coming out. Keep your eyes on the Instagram. And then one last thing on the topic of Don the Beachcomber. Remember, I also said that a restaurant group last year had acquired the name Don the Beachcomber, and they were going to be relaunching a restaurant chain called Don the Beachcomber. And they had the rights to the image and the name and the original drink recipes and everything. Well, I checked back in and I found that they are making moves. Three restaurants. They're starting with three. Two of them are coming next year, but one is going to open any day in Central Florida. On the website, it says fall 2023.
Wow.
So that's now. So keep your eyes peeled.
We need some slop heads to report back. That's great.
Yeah. Florida slops. Let's hear it.
That's exciting news, Tim, and exciting news for cinema that there are so many great documentaries trying to find distribution.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Do we know where this is going to be distributed? Distributed. That's what I would say.
I feel like when you crowdfund a movie, then it just, I don't know, doesn't it just come out to those people? Or I don't know. But let's say you're a big buyer. Let's say you're A24. Get the Sloppy Boys movie. Get the Don Beach movie. Send them into the IMAX multiplexes.
Yes.
Right,
show the people. They want to see.
Show the people what they want to see.
Show the people what they want to see.
Because if you get the thing, you got to show them what to see.
I have a little booze news. You want to see it? I have to run and get it.
Sure.
1 second.
Go and get it.
That's
me
nice.
And Mike will keep on saying, going to show the people what they want to see.
Show the people what they want to see.
Don Beachcomber did the thing.
Don Beach did the thing. When is that going to come out as a remix track?
I know. I mean, I listened to the original, but not the remix track.
God, I wish Jeff would show back up. Where's Jeff? Jeff, I miss him.
Oh. I'd give anything for Jeff to be back.
How you doing, Tim? You feeling good? You feeling right? What is your shirt there?
Cantor's Deli.
Hey, nice. I'm back. No more shirt talk. You know I don't like that.
Wait a minute. How'd you
Cantor's
hear that?
Deli.
It's kind of deli talk, too, though.
I'll allow it.
If you really think about it.
All right, this came up on Booze News. I don't know if we ever followed up, but check me out.
Okay.
Check out what I found. Ready? I'm going to do a little
check me out.
Little slow reveal here for the camera.
Jack Daniel's Jeff. Coca-Cola Jack and Coke can.
In a can.
Jefferson.
I saw those the other day, and I meant to bring it up. Those look... Have you had one?
I have, and I'm going to do a live sip and just sort of pretend that I'm just sipping for the first time.
It looks cool.
Ooh, 7% alcohol. Very good. You'd think they just added Jack and Coke, but here's the problem, folks. Somehow, some way, a little too sweet.
Mm. Of course. Of course.
I could see if Coke was saying, like, hey, we're going to do Jack Daniels or Coke. It's going to be more Coke.
Like, it's specifically like more Coke syrup. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They had to bungle it.
And it's this annoying thing where that definitely needs to be good as to be poured out onto ice, but then the whole convenience was getting it in a can.
And you're just going to dilute it. I don't know. So, yeah, I will sit here and sip it. But you fucked up, Coke. Anyway, is that it for Booze News?
Wrap it up.
Ooh.
Hell
Booze News.
Was that used?
Wow.
Was that in a Birthday Boys sketch?
I think it might have been.
Okay.
When we go to,
skewered?
No, I think it's when we go to the NAACP for our NAACP award.
Oh yeah, that's bam, bam, bam,
bam. Well. Third anniversary, you say? Yes.
We say.
Yes. That's sort of the vibe here. Well, today we're doing a very celebratory drink. I had it the first time I had it or heard of it was on my 21st birthday or thereabouts. A shot. It's a shot now. You understand? Called the Three Wise Men.
Yeah, lightning.
Now, before we talk about it, I'll tell you what's in it so we can chit-chat about it. It is, whoa, let me find it here. Whoa. Boom, boom, boom. Let me say way-ho. Okay. It's called the Three Wise Men. Half ounce.
Boom, boom, boom. Now let me say way-ho.
That's one of my favorite web videos. I love that girl.
I was just showing that to somebody at work the other day. They hadn't seen it. And it was, I think we watched the full 3-minute video. It was great.
Come on, guys.
Come on, guys. Here's say wayho.
I also like Mike. I like you keeping it upbeat here because last time you presented a drink, you got kind of angry and you were yelling at Wikipedia. But so now this time you're keeping it jovial.
You
I
know
like
what?
That.
Yeah, I listened back to the tape and I had to bury my hand in my face. I said, what am I doing? I'm with my friends. This is my fun job. This is so fun. Why am I? These guys don't care if I get some things wrong or it takes me a second to find my notes. They love it.
No.
They got my back and the audience got my back too.
All right. Our audience is all ride or dies.
Yep. And I love that about them and they love that about us because we are ride or die with them too. Okay. Ingredients. Yep. 1/2 ounce Johnny Walker Scotch whiskey. 1/2 ounce Jack Daniel's Tennessee whiskey, 1/2 ounce Jim Beam bourbon whiskey. You take all those things, you put them in a shaker with ice, you shake them, and then you put them into a shot glass and you do it as a shot.
Wow.
I got Red Label because it was cheaper. Jeff, I saw you have Black Label Johnny Walker.
Yeah, just what I had. I saw to use red as well.
I don't think it's really going to matter. It's going to be mixed in with 2 other potent whiskeys.
Just the price point.
This is such a simple recipe. I'm on thespruceeats.com. Mm-hmm. And number one is gather the ingredients.
That's step one?
Yeah, because it's such an easy
go all around
recipe.
Town.
I bet you don't even have to put it in a shaker. It's just, I mean, I know you don't. But it's like, we can't just say pour into a glass and drink.
Combine them.
I like a chilled shot, though. I mean, is just going to... It's 3 whiskeys. It's just going to taste like whiskey, but chilling a shot turns it into something.
But chilling a shot... I chilled tequila all the time. Never chilled whiskey in my damn life.
Me neither.
I got my 3 whiskeys chilling at the moment as we speak. And also, when you hear about it, it's like, whoa, all 3 of those? But it's still just a shot glass.
But what happens when you mix all those rums for a tiki?
Magic.
Magic. There's some alchemy. Yeah.
Magic occurs. Yeah.
There's a strength multiplier.
We're going to taste, I'm wondering if we're going to taste, ooh, there's the bourbon. Ooh, there's the Tennessee. Ooh, there's the Scotch whiskey.
Ooh, there's a little Jim. Ooh, and a little Jack.
Ooh, I'm getting a hint of Scotch. Now, Mike, you said chilled. Is your whiskey in the freezer right now?
It's in the freezer.
Are you going to shake it on ice, though? Are you going to dilute?
I am going to shake it on ice.
So when you shake, your cubes are going to melt less, so you might have a little bit stiffer shot than me and Jeff, who will be... shaking up warm room temp whiskey and taking a little more dilution off of those cubes.
This is not going to be a good scene for me because I had very little to eat today. And, you know how...
Keto?
No, just busy day and didn't have much time. I had sandwich. I had an egg sandwich in the morning, a half a sandwich in the afternoon, a brownie, and half a Reese's cup.
Ooh, sweet tooth.
Do you order restaurant lunch or do you are you provided like cafeteria lunch?
Today was provided by... Somebody sent it in, I forget who, but I'll just get cafeteria because there's a cafeteria there at 30 Rock. Or I will sometimes go out for a burrito, but...
I miss cafeterias, Mike. I'm glad you get to have that experience.
It's fun. It's nice.
That is cool.
So yeah, I sometimes go to the salad bar. They just weigh how much you put in the box.
Yeah.
Give me this. It's 15 ounces of food. So let me tell you, the first time I heard about this, I had just turned 21 at Ithaca College.
Yep.
And I don't think it was the day of my birthday, but my brother came down that weekend and I was the first one to turn 21 of our friends. So no one could go to the bars except me. So my brother and I went to a bar and he's like, you're getting a three wise men. And it was also funny because like we were in a bar with a bunch of people who, they were all seniors. I was a junior and, you know, I don't know any of the seniors. I'd never been to this bar. So it was just like he and I kind of talking while other people were having a party, like saying hi to each other. So we did it. It had a lot of, it tasted good, but I mean, it tasted like, it was disgusting because I was a newbie to drinking. Had never had an ounce of liquor before in my life. Wink, wink.
Mm-hmm.
Mike.
And we had it and it stuck with me. And the history on this drink is there isn't much of one, but the articles I read said, you know, it's around that dark ages, assumed it's around that dark ages where people just invented drinks that had funny names like the Slippery Nipple or Sex on the Beach or the, what are some of the other ones? The kamikaze shot probably was around that.
Blowjob shot.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just people like, hey, let's make it fun and have fun names. So I like this idea, and I'm excited to drink.
When you guys take shots with a group, do you clink and then thunk on the table and then go up? You ever do that? Clink, thunk.
Well, we talked about, I do it. Yes, I do it. After I ask somebody like what it's all about, and people have different reasons for why they do it. But yeah, I do it too.
I often miss the thunk.
What was your reason?
My reason is for the bar. I heard people say you do it for the bar and the bartenders.
Why do they care?
I don't know. But some people do it, like military people do it for their people and their
comrades.
Comrades. Some people do it for like firemen. Some people do it for whatever, anything. Anything you like. You can have your own reason. This one's for my old daddy.
I always, my old daddy. I do it for. Zabba boobs.
Yeah.
I love them because they're funny.
You tap it down, it comes up green. What the,
the fuck?
Zabba.
This thing turned into a Zabba. Now, so it's pretty simple. It's pretty straightforward, but it does have some fun little variations.
Oh.
So a three wise men go hunting is those guys and wild turkey bourbon.
Oh.
Oh, additional. So four.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then Three Wise Men Visit Mexico is made with Jose Cuervo.
Yeah, I was going to say. I saw a bunch of Cuervo. They visit Mexico.
Well, you could have fun. You could make up a ton of them. You could be the Three Wise Men go up into the
banana factory.
Tree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say Three Wise Men take a bath in Di Serrano.
There's just much more Di Serrano in that one.
The three wise men finish a pizza and there's a crust in there.
Hey, dunk your crust. That's a drink.
Dunk your fucking crust. You think you're so fucking smart. No, I don't think I'm that smart. So, I mean, that's it. Let's do it up.
Damn, that sounds so good, Mike.
This is going to be tough. I think I'm going to do I'm going to bring a beer along with me with this shot because I don't think I'm going to be doing... shot after shot on this pod today.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm a, you know, and also this could be a drink you just throw on ice in a coupe glass.
A sipper. Yeah, sure.
Sipper.
A sweet southern sipper.
What was a southern sipper? I was just telling our buddy Haskell about drinks we made on this pod.
That's mine. I invented it.
Ugh, it's a Calpacus original. You know, it's peach schnapps and what is it? Rye and peyote.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's equal parts whischey and peach schnapps, and then a couple of dashes of Peychaud's bitters. It's divine.
Oh, a little.
It was good though, right? It wasn't like the Grimace piss where there was mixed reviews. What did you guys say? That was a fun moment.
Surprisingly, my drink that I put a lot of thought and care into and mm-hmm. taste tested, mm-hmm. my drink was better than the drink that you invented theoretically and drank it for the first time live.
Yeah, sure.
Of course, we all agreed this was a communal drink we all made up. My name got tacked onto it unjustly.
Yeah, you were the fall guy for that.
Yeah, I was the fall. Is that what a straw man is? Like, you know,
a straw man is when you make like a fake opponent in an argument to sound like
a fake argument that you know you could beat.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
Slender Man.
Yeah. Yeah, you're the Slender Man.
Scapegoat, fall guy.
Southern Sipper we liked.
Yeah.
That was good.
I invented it and it was amazing.
I know you invented it. I get that. But my point is this. What did you two say? One of you said when we did the Grimace piss, it was like, not an order again and not even like think of it.
Like, don't even order in the first place.
Don't order in the first place.
I remember that the initial reaction sipping the Grimace piss was just laughter.
It was good. If you're a sweet tooth, you're going to love the Grimace piss. Go back and listen to that episode.
All right. But for now.
Ooh.
We're talking.
You know what I want? Okay. I'm going to bring this up after we do our shot.
No, this is after coming up. This is whatever Hanford just thought of. But for now, hey, folks, we're going to go make these three wise men. And you can stay tuned and listen to the ads.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to hear, we're going to make our three wise men, and you're going to hear soon three wise men talking to you.
We'll be right back.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from The Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you gotta get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something, and I just gotta tell someone this, I just gotta fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That of course is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell a therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So, folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sloppyboys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest, have a great time.
With three wise men. The three wise men?
Yes, but why don't you mention the drink? God.
Oh, God. Look at this. Teetering right on the top with surface tension.
I know.
I know, it's like a little beer with foam on it.
Mm-hmm. It is. Hey, what's your favorite wise man?
Hmm.
You know what? You're not going to believe this. Probably Jack.
Ooh, yeah. I'd probably Johnny Walker for me.
Yeah, I was going to say, nobody's picking Jim, right?
No.
Does anybody go Jim Beam?
I would go Jim over. I'm not a Scotch guy. I like bourbon, so I go Jack or Jim.
Yeah.
And I know Jack says Kentucky whiskey, but I looked it up, and it's pretty much the same as bourbon, but they choose to go by Kentucky whiskey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're kind of trying to make their own lane.
Tennessee whiskey, I mean.
Yeah,
fuck.
Tennessee.
Oh, my DMs are going to be a shit show.
But like, look, that's a fake distinction. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. All right.
Here we go. Shooting it?
Hey, bottoms up. Hey, hey.
Hey. To 3 years.
Hey, salud. Hey.
Salud.
Clink. Hey. Bump.
And what?
Clink.
One for the bar. One for the Zabba movies. Hey, the hatch.
One for the fireman. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Chilled.
Okay.
That was easy. That was a pretty easy shot to do, chilled. It's catching up to me now a little bit, though.
Yeah. You thought you got away with that one, huh? No way.
Yep. Mm. I did that.
Okay.
You know, it's a shot's a hot shot, but that goes down smoother than warm whiskey that wasn't diluted at all.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Now, are the three whiskeys coming together to become greater than the sum of their parts?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't tell. I thought I was hoping for getting some like different tastes going, but it's all kind of the same thing to me.
Tastes like wet whiskey.
Yeah.
And I don't know these enough to be like, oh, yes, it tastes more like...
Well, I would say like Johnny Walker is one that I started doing like, ooh, Johnny Walker's a good whiskey. I should start buying that. Like in the wake of Birthday Boys, I would drink just Johnny Walker on the rocks.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't love it. I would go probably Jack over that. Mm-hmm. But I could pick out Johnny Walker over Jack.
Oh yeah, a taste test would be interesting. Excuse me.
You definitely. I mean, Johnny Walker tastes a lot different than the other two to me because it's got that
peaty.
Yeah, that scotchy scotch. That I love scotch. Ron Burgundy, you let me off at the top. Today was not a good day to be choosing milk.
Right. Milk for me on this day. You got it.
Not the best choice for me.
Good for me. Now,
are there other beverages I could have chosen?
In Act 1, Tim, you said something. He got the whole thing started. And I said, he got the whole thing started. That comes from, if you saw a couple years ago on the Golden Globes.
They all know, Mike, but yeah, go ahead and tell
they
them.
They do know?
No.
Have we said this before? Jeff Bridges won like the Cecil B. DeMille Award or something.
Lifetime Achievement. Yeah.
Lifetime Achievement Award. And he goes up and gives the funniest speech. He's like names all these people. I think Got the Whole Thing Started was his first movie. I forget the director, but he was like, yeah, he kicked off the whole thing.
Yeah,
man.
He got the whole thing started, man. He kicked off the whole thing.
but look it up on YouTube, just Jeff Bridges Golden Globes. He talks for like 20 minutes. People are like laughing at him because he's just not laughing at him, but like with him. He's naming all these names. It's very funny. Very
yeah, Chris funny. Pine is on stage just sort of like laughing at everything he's saying. He's like so tickled by it. I saw this movie Year of the Dragon, I want to say. Yes, okay. Yes. It's a young Mickey Rourke movie. And anytime I see, because Michael Cimino's just like a writer and director from the 70s.
Yeah.
That's like, but to us, it was the funniest because he was rambling on like different names that nobody knew. And then he got really excited for like, oh, Michael Cimino. And he could have said anything, but we really grabbed onto Michael Cimino. Yeah.
Oh, Pete Cadlin. It's good. Look it up.
Look it up. this drink, though? I'm kind of confused because I can't parse out the flavors. It just punches you. Boom.
There's really no, there's no re, it's the no, it's a novelty drink. You're saying three wise men and us being three wise podcasters on our third anniversary. It's the, it's quite novel indeed.
It's novel. Maybe the Four Horsemen was another one where you add another, I think,
is it a horse themes?
No, it's just another, it's just another whiskey. Who, what would another one be? Johnny Walker,
Bullet.
Jameson.
Ooh, Jameson.
Because it's like another name.
That's a different taste as an Irish whiskey. I've heard people talk about Three Wise Men Take a Bath in DiSerrano. Is that one that's kind of a popular one?
Yeah, I'm seeing that now on the the IMDb list.
Why is it all J names? Why is it all Jack, Jim, Johnny, Jameson?
I think it's just because it's names.
And Jose is also a J.
Yeah.
That is interesting, Jeff.
Hmm. It's sort of like how all the cartoon cats have old names and they all have orange stripes.
Oh, yeah. What the hell happened to
Coolidge?
Coolidge.
Yeah, we're working
everyone
on it.
Everyone talks about Garfield. Everyone talks about Heathcliff, but no one talks about the other orange cat with a old-timey president name.
Mm-hmm. Coolidge.
Coolidge.
Coolidge the
Coolidge.
What's
his catchphrase? I'm here too, or something like that.
It's like, what's it to you?
It's like, I'm doing it this way, or something.
Like, out of my way.
Yes, I'm sure it's out there somewhere.
We were supposed to launch a whole t-shirt line of those, and we kind of crapped up.
Well, huh? we got busy with the album launch and the movie launch, mm-hmm. and you just at some point, you just can't do it all.
Right.
Yeah.
Because then the work suffers.
You don't want to expand too fast, spread too thin, and that's when Coolidge suffers.
Yeah, that's when your t-shirt ideas suffer.
That's when your t-shirt ideas suffer.
Your t-shirt suffer. Okay, the three wise men have moved into my brain permanently.
Ooh.
This is what I was going to say before the break. We should, here's a hashtag people can tag us on. It's the 3-year anniversary. We want to hear what your favorite episode was.
I like that. I was going to say.
And maybe
like,
why. I don't know. Say why, like, your favorite moment.
And also, like, look back and tell us that, but also look forward and say, like, what do you want to see more of on the pod? What do you want to see less of on the pod?
Oh, yeah. What do you like? What don't you like?
I mean, we're not going to necessarily change anything, but...
We're not doing anything different, but we are interested.
Probably a lot of people out there, I love Booze News. I don't love the drink of the day.
That would be a good episode, just all Booze News.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oops, all Booze News.
We should do, you know how like...
all shit chat.
The Daily Show did like indecision... whatever the election year was. We should do one of those for election. The election year.
That would be awful. Us having to do election coverage.
We tried to do like a Kornacki, like the whatever touch screen he has.
Yeah.
We couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
Man, I'm not ready for an election year. Are you guys ready to watch a whole election and then be snark the competition? This guy's laughably bad. No, that guy's laughably bad. Oh my God.
Tim, it's going to be a circus this year or next year. I just know it. I just know it. And I'll probably need a couple Four Horsemen to get through it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What about three wise men taking a bath in DiSerrano?
Yeah, that could be something.
What's it called when you lose a lot? They say when you lose a lot of money on an investment, you took a bath.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I don't know where that comes from.
I say like sometimes if I, you know, get a whole bunch of warm water and some suds and I lay naked in it, I'm like, oh, I took a bath on that one.
I'm going to go lose some money in the bathroom.
And it's a good thing because to me, taking a bath is good.
Oh, you love baths. Yeah.
Right.
That's probably your favorite blowout.
Anybody who listens to the blowout knows that we famously took a bath. Not together. We took our own bath.
And didn't you have like orange slices in your
bath?
Yes,
of course. I did the whole night.
You did?
Of course. Yes.
I know you did a bath bomb and that stuff, but orange slices.
Candles, oranges.
Didn't
salt.
Didn't some of the citric acid get in your, you know.
My urethra?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. It stings to this day. But wait, there's a, I wanted to talk about why does it, you shouldn't say, oh, I took a bath and that's bad and that's negative.
Right.
No, it's not good.
Should be good. We should be encouraging bathing for hygiene for the next generation. Mm-hmm. Taking a bath should be good. I won some money at the casino.
Yeah, I see. I'm out there. I've met a lot of stinky Gen Zers. Mm-hmm. Let's go, guys.
Like, hey, I invested a lot in Yahoo before it blew up, and boy, did I take a bath.
Exactly. I enjoyed a bath on that deal. Yes.
A nice steamy bath. I relaxed with my cash.
Hey, what would you change about the pod?
About the pod?
About the pod.
Wow.
Oh.
I'd keep the hosts exactly the same. Mm-hmm. Maybe different subject.
Just get rid of the booze entirely. I mean, we can still drink. We just don't have to talk about it.
Oh, wait. Did you just say just we can drink?
Whoa.
Nice.
Is that a seltzer? Nice.
Thanks for that sound effect ad. No, this is a drink. This is, remember I went to that trivia night at this brewery in Queens called Single Cut. It's an IPA called Weird and Gilly.
Huh?
You know what's great in Queens? Remember we went to that the Bohemian Beer Garden, Beer Hall. Ooh, beer.
Yeah, I should do that this in October.
Hell of a place.
It was called Bohemian. Yeah, you had it.
I loved it.
Yeah, that's what
I doing. Met Mike DiCenzo
what the fuck
there.
Is all this shit? Wait, where's the beer garden I went to? Is that just the High Line? That's probably a little more basic, maybe.
There's the Standard Hotel near the High Line. Yeah, probably that one.
But that's like a garden, you know?
Sure.
It's outdoor, isn't it?
there's flour in there.
Well, don't dodge the question, Tim. What would you change about the pod?
Well, I would say well less, but... I would say that you get three podcasters, right? Mm-hmm. So they would each be talking one third of the time, you would think. But sometimes I'll skip, you know, there's that little skip ahead button on your phone, 30 seconds.
Uh-huh.
I'll be skipping through a podcast and I hear my voice, and I skip and I hear my voice, and I skip and I hear my voice, and I'll skip all the way through it. Maybe one or two Hanfords squeaked in there, but there's a lot of the T-Man windbagging. So here's what I would say for year four, I'm going to try to not speak past my one third quota.
Tim.
Well, this is still year, we're going into year three, right? So you can still do that.
That's the name of the game is windbagging. I wouldn't change a damn thing about that.
Yeah, you're stretching us to, hey, we're at 52 minutes right now.
Hey, you know what I would change?
Pretty good.
You know what I would change? I think we would all agree. The listenership.
Shrink it or grow it?
I wouldn't mind a more affluent clientele. Yeah.
I wouldn't mind getting a couple more of them, you know?
Nah, I say boil it. I would like to boil it down, cut a few toxic ones out, boil it down to the good ones.
And because there's some, Mike, you know, some that aren't, they're just not loyal.
Yeah, but there are people, I've heard other people who listen to other podcasts.
Yeah, see, because I go onto the Discord and they're talking about Teacher's Lounge.
That's... rude. If you listen to the Sloppy Boys, you can't be listening to fucking flagrant ones.
No.
Somebody invites you over to dinner, you eat half and then go over to someone else's house to eat the other half. What's the matter with you?
That's fucked up. What are you doing?
What are you doing? I don't like it.
You listen to the Sloppy Boys, then you turn your phone off, and then you go to bed. I don't care what time it is. You wake up tomorrow and listen to the Sloppy Boys again.
And if you add episodes, you wait 1 week and you power your phone back on.
When I listen to the Sloppy Boys on the way to work, guess what? You're not going to work. Day off.
Find a new job.
You're fucking fired for being stupid.
Oh yeah, this is a good drink.
Okay, we do have we should do another round.
Yeah, sure.
Do we tweak?
Can I tell you what I'm going to do?
Yeah,
I'm going to do just one shot of one of the. I'm going to do a shot of Jim Beam. That's I feel like I haven't had just a shot of that before.
Hmm, that's good.
Maybe I have.
Are you going to chill it?
You going to chill it or no?
Yeah, I'll shake it up.
Maybe I'll just do not chilled or chill it and just sip it rather than shoot it.
Oh, you could put it on. You could put it on the rocks.
Rocks. Right?
I'm going to do three wise men on the rocks. Yeah, I like that.
Me too. And then, but also, though, I'm going to bring each of the bottles and just kind of sip as I want to.
Yeah, I'm going to pop one of them up my butt and the other one down my throat and one in the ear.
You're just spinning around in one of those gyrosphere things.
All right, folks, we're going to go ready those drinks, that second round. And why don't you listen to these ads? Pull out your wallets, open up your ears. And we'll be right back.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
And we're back, folks, with our second round of Three Wise Men.
Yahoo!
Check it out. Three cubes.
Rocks, baby. That's
good, because now nice. I can taste the flavor profiles.
Ooh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that Jim Beam on its own is funky.
Ooh, that's kind of like the cheapy one, no?
I think, of the three, I would say that's the cheaper.
Or like, it sounds, it feels like the most
slightly,
like,
I mean, those are all, yeah. Like, those are like all mid-shelf, like those are like the Coca-Colas of.
Yeah, Jim Beam and... And Jack seemed to be around the same level.
But Jim Beam is like the most like 80s uncle.
I do notice Jim is usually a couple dollars cheaper than Jack, but yeah, they're like direct competitors.
And Johnny Walker is somewhat
elevated.
More regal.
More regal.
But there's also the different label colors on like Johnny Walker, red is cheap, black is expensive, and then blue, I think, is the very expensive one.
Super expensive. But Jim Beam feels like Woods beer, but the liquor version.
Yeah. Mm, yeah.
It was tough to find a nip of that. I had to get like a small hip flask style.
I got nips at Los Feliz Liquors.
The fuck? Ooh, that's nice. I got my Johnny and Jack on the way home tonight. And I was buying them and I said to the guy, I was like, ooh, it's going to be a long night. And he had fun with it.
Hey, it's funny you can do that. You can do both those names with the same voice. Johnny, Jack.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because Jack says, Johnny, you have to clip off the hears.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. But it works to
clip off the hears.
You have to clip off the hears for the pod. It's good for the pod.
Johnny.
Jack. I'm Jack. And one time in a film, I said, Johnny.
Ah, very good. Very good.
And I bet you we can find somewhere where he says, Jim.
Probably.
You mean to tell me Jack Nicholson doesn't say Jim in any movies?
He's never been recorded on film, 35 millimeter film, saying the name Jim.
I bet in the outtakes of Terms of Endearment, he would say, Jim Brooks, was that a good take?
Oh, that's good.
Or like, hey, we're about to shoot. Hold on to this Slim Jim for me.
Which is allowed because we trimmed off the hears before Johnny so we can trip off the slim
trim all that
gym
too.
And it's allowed.
Yep.
There's precedent.
I can't come to set right now. I'm watching my favorite show, The Office, And my favorite character, Creed. You like Creed?
Oh, God.
Dude's a creep.
Dude's great.
Creed's a funny character. I like Creed.
And also, hey, let's bring it. Let's just tell the people. Let's just admit it. Mm. We stayed up late watching The Office in El Paso at the Airbnb.
And it's good.
I'm currently going through The Office. I've seen it before, but I started at the beginning. And I'm on season 5, and I brought these guys into my world.
It's great.
It's funny. It was great. We got to have Apparently Kid on.
He's probably 21 now.
When he can drink, we're going to buy him a Three Wise Men shot.
Apparently Kid, if you hear this, come on the pod, defend yourself.
I'd love to have him. Yeah,
I can't tell. I'm sipping this and I'm like, am I even looking for the different tastes or is that a fool's errand? It's just sort of like, just tastes like whiskey.
Yeah, I think it's just a whiskey on the rocks. And that's it. And that is all she wrote.
Now, real quick, I just want to see. Remember when I invented a drink called the Captain Jack that was Captain Morgan and Jack Daniels mixed together on the rocks? I was drinking them at the Christmas party, Funny or Die, probably 2010, 2011. Got so blotto that I barfed. Don't love that.
Now, you didn't throw up like a bunch of cheese hot dogs, did you?
Yes, because it was a night it was catered by both In-N-Out Burger and Pink's Hot Dogs. I had had a cheeseburger and I had had a chili dog and I barfed them both up. So
I tell you what, I could go for a chili dog right about now.
What are you, Sonic the Hedgehog?
Sucking on a chili dog.
I got a question for you. That's when
Sonic a chili? Does he eat chili?
Yeah, he famously loves chili dogs.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No.
It's maybe the third or fourth most important fact about him.
What are the other two?
Well, he's fast. He's fast, first of all.
That's number one, yeah. That shouldn't even be one of them. He collects rings.
Does rings. But wait, Tim.
He does rings.
What I liked about that was that you were just ordering it as a Captain Jack and then explained to the bartender, right? Like you were trying to get it going.
Yeah, I would ask for it to see if they would get it and they didn't. And then I'd explain and they go, oh, okay.
right, this is a comedy party.
People are trying to be funny.
This guy's completely hilarious.
Well, I'd love to hear your final thoughts on this drink.
Final thoughts for me. This is a fun little shot. I don't think it tastes. It doesn't taste. If you like whiskey, you'll like this shot. If you don't like whiskey, you won't like this shot. But it's a fun little Three Wise Men. Oh, why is it called that? Oh, this, and this. Oh, I love it. I get it.
Three Wise Men.
Wise man.
Like Jake Wiseman. Who is that motherfucker?
The comedian.
Oh, from corporate.
Right. Yeah.
But anyway, this is an okay drink. Should you do it? I guess you should, just to celebrate the boys.
You gotta celebrate the boys. Get some of your you gotta celebrate the sloppy boys. Get two friends together.
Right, because like we said, we want to boost the listenership, kind of goose it.
Well, it's also funny, too. You bring the Jim, you bring the Jack. I got the Johnny.
Yeah.
If you're bringing your friends together, you get the more expensive one.
I got the Johnny.
I got the Johnny. The Johnny Walker, yeah.
Tim?
It's weird that Jim is Jim and he's not James.
It's an order again for me. That's my final answer.
Yeah, it's an order again.
Dog.
It's an order again.
I'm shocked. What, on what grounds? It's fun?
Yeah.
Because it's not a not order again. You know what I mean?
Right. I guess it's a fun novelty. Do it once and you say, we did this once. I mean, there's no, just in case anyone's listening and they don't have these drinks, don't feel bad. You don't got them. Don't do nothing. But
yeah, you're not missing anything.
It's kind of funny. Do it because it's kind of funny. Do it once.
Once is enough.
Do it once.
You know what this reminds me of? Kind of no basis for reminding me of this. You remember El Chavo, El Chavito?
Yeah, that was a great place.
A beloved
Bandera Shots?
Beloved East Side Bar. Yeah, Bandera Shots. They would come out like a traffic light. Unlike this, they come out in three shot glasses: red, clear, and green.
What were the shots? Chartreuse.
Like a traffic light is red and clear and green.
Yeah.
It was like spicy tomato, lime juice, and tequila.
Oh.
Right?
Oh.
Yeah, and you go down the line. Mm-hmm. But it would come out on like a little pallet, like a flight. And then when you would order one and it would set it down, it would just set off a chain reaction because people would go, oh.
What's that?
What's that?
I want that.
I want that.
It's a head turner.
I want to be the talk of the party. And you will be, my dear, if you buy this drink.
I want to be completely dynamic.
How would you do that, though? Just do one, then the next one, then the next one?
Yes, it's the way that, you know, when you take a shot, you do salt, shot, lime.
Oh, yes,
this
yes,
you
yes.
do, like, tomato, shot, lime.
Bing, bang, boom.
Yep.
I love flights. I think those are fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I agree. I loved that bar, but there was one bartender I hated who would purposely keep his eyes down, never look up while he's working on a drink, and then when he's completely done, he'd look up and you have to get his attention. But my whole thing is, I just want eye contact and say, hey, I'll be with you in a second. You know, or even just a wink. I've witnessed you. But this guy purposely, look at his fucking shoes. I wanted to fucking give him an old knuckle sandwich.
This guy thinks he's in a shoegaze band. This guy thinks he's in My Bloody Valentine or something.
No.
Right. This guy thinks he's in Les Mis. Look down. Look down.
No, this guy needs to think that he is Kid Cudi in Adam McKay's latest film.
And look up.
I would say he needs to be a hilarious BBC comedian and look around you.
Oh, that's the best of all, Tim.
That's good. You know what I would like to say now? Oh, when we were in El Paso.
Sure.
I did something I think was a faux pas, but the bar staff was very nice and accommodating to us, and we bought a bunch of drinks, so I don't think it mattered. But we were sitting at a table, waitress was coming around and giving our orders. I, at one point, they weren't coming around for a while, the bar was filling up, and I went over to the bar and ordered drinks, and I said, we're sitting over there.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of a faux pas. I don't think you're supposed to do that. But I helped them bring the drinks over. It was just trying to get going quicker.
No, I think like there are uptight bars in LA and New York where they're like, we don't do that. But like, I think cool bars are down to roll with it.
Yeah, and that was a cool bar. Tap.
It was a cool bar. Tap, the best fucking bar. That place was sick.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that was
the best nachos in the world at Tap in El Paso.
Tap in El Paso.
Tell them, Tim. Why were they the best?
Okay, folks. Now, our director, Robert Olguin, had given us a little heads up. They got great nachos here. And I thought, yeah, I've had great nachos. But I was picturing nachos like you know them, you love them, big pile of nachos. No, this place had large nachos because instead of cutting a tortilla into little wedges, they were basically just cutting a tortilla in half and frying it. So it was like a half moon, you know, half circle. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then these nachos, folks, so they're big chips, they're laid out on the plate individually dressed. So the cook was making sure that there's cheese, peppers, brisket on each chip, dressed them each chip. Almost, you felt like you were reaching for a small slice of pizza with toppings all over it, nicely dispersed,
Yeah. How many times have you gotten the nachos only to find a big pile of dry nachos in the middle?
Yes.
My God.
Yes.
They thought of everything. Loved it.
You must be thinking, oh, probably a small plate though. Probably a small tray. Nope.
Nope.
Nice big tray.
Big.
Spread them out.
Big stuff.
Yep.
Whew. Mr. Big Stuff.
When you walk into the tap, you go, ooh, decor is pretty nice in here. Nice big red booths. Ooh, it's kind of, I'm walking past the bar. Ooh, is this a dance floor? They have a little dance floor with a disco ball? And what's that in the way back? Pool table.
Pool.
And then?
Pool's fun.
Billiards.
You know they got touch tunes on the jukebox. You can't play the Sloppy Boys yet.
Ah, that's why we need you.
Also, some El Paso locals bought us some shots. They said that they're like, this is something you only get in El Paso. They said the name of the shot. I didn't recognize it. It was a kind of Spanish word started with a P. And then it was like a watermelon schnapps. It had tahini on the rim. Do you guys remember this? Did you get this? Did you have
one of these? Have you seen this?
Oh, I didn't have that. I think I had probably left already.
It was a large, large shot with watermelon schnapps and tahini, and it was fun.
Ooh, that's good.
Woo.
Also, we got shots from somebody else, mezcal shots, and I thought they were coming from another couple that who would said hello to me before the screening. They saw the screening, and I met them. And I thought they were at this bar. They so happened to be at this bar. I thought they came from them, so I was waving. I was like, come on over here. Let's do the shots. And then I realized it wasn't them. I was like,
and then you were the weird one, Mike.
I was weird that day.
That's our show. Follow us on social media, @TheSloppyBoys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. And if you can't get enough of us boys, you know it's patreon.com/thesloppyboys. That's where you can unlock the bonus weekly episode, The Sloppy Boys Blowout, where we talk about other stuff that's not booze. Other stuff like
Zabba Woofers.
Like Dawn of the Dead, 1978, George A. Romero. Good episode, dudes.
Love film, love Zabbas.
Hey, good year.
Good year, good 3 years. Here's to three more. And that is it. Yes.
Bye, folks.
Yes.
We love you.
Wait, can I say something real fast? Can I say something really fast?
Do it. Now's the time to do it.
As long as it's fast.
Mookie told me that Al Michaels has never eaten a vegetable. Okay, goodbye.
Okay, we will get into that next episode. That might be a whole damn blowout.
Give it up for your boys.
Bye, folks.